The sounds there, Tim Stafford, doing Hillbilly Neighbor from his latest album, Acoustic Guitar. And as it happens, I do believe we've got Tim Stafford live on the phone. You there, Tim?
I am, Peter. How you doing?
Thrilled to get you here, calling in to WTJU this beautiful Monday afternoon. Not sure where you are at the moment. You still in Tennessee, or?
Yeah, I'm in Jonesboro, Tennessee at the house here.
Getting ready for a series of concerts with Blue Highway coming up in just a short few days, including right here to Charlottesville to kick off the Soul Summer Series. Yeah, really looking forward to it. And I was looking back and, gosh, realizing that Blue Highway is getting ready to celebrate a big marker this year, 25 years of playing out as Blue Highway.
Yeah, man, it's hard to believe. It really is. Just only seems like 50 years.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious, when you look back to 1994 and today, what's been the biggest change and what's been the biggest constant over the years?
Well, the band has stayed pretty constant. We've only had, two personnel changes in that time, and the banjo player, Jason, left for a couple of years, but then he came back around the year 2000. 2001, somewhere in there, and he's still with us. So we have four of the original guys. Rob left a few years ago.
Yeah.
So we've been pretty consistent as far as that's concerned, and we still do a lot of our own material, you know, that's pretty consistent. But the music business has changed quite a bit since then.
Very true. Well, you know, as I was looking at it, I realized it's the Dobro. You guys are kind of the... the drummer from that mockumentary from the '80s.
Spinal Tap.
Yeah, Spinal Tap. Where their drummers kept blowing up. You've just changed over a couple of Dobro players over the years, but your latest one, Gary Holtman, looks like he's a real keeper. Just joined you about a month or so back.
Yeah, a few months back. He's the real deal, man. He's a great tasteful player. My buddy Bobby Starnes said it best, said that he plays the song, not the instrument. And that really is a very subtle thing, but it's very important. He knows what the song needs, and he plays it, and he doesn't overplay, which is can be very detrimental, in my opinion. And he's just a real tasteful player, plays a great tone, and concentrates on the things that make it sound good, I think. So, you know, and he's a great guy. He's such a super guy. So
that makes it nice when you're on the road, cramped up. Man, yeah. Well, we talked about you and, of course, Jason. We don't want to forget about talking about Wayne and Sean as well, the other two long
Wayne Wayne has been our bass player since day one, and he's had a lot of health issues over the years. He survived two heart attacks in the course of this band, and one round of colon cancer.
Oh, boy.
But he's still with us, and he's actually very healthy now, and he's was put into the Virginia Country Music Hall of Fame up there in near Richmond. They have a ceremony up there every year. That was a couple of years ago he got put in.
Well-deserved,
so, yeah. Yeah, great singer, and been writing songs since before this band came together, so... Yeah, we're thrilled to have him, and of course, Sean Lane is just a real talent. He's one of the most naturally talented people I know, and great tenor singer, probably one of the best tenor singers who's ever sung this kind of music, and just really, really glad to have him in the band. He always brings in a lot of great material that he writes as well, and that helps our recordings, which we just finished a new one for Rounder, and Sean he's top notch.
When are you expecting that new album to come out?
That's a good question. I think probably in a few months, but we don't know yet because we got to get in the queue for releases, and a lot of people put them in at the same time because that's what usually a lot of bands will, you know, they come off the road at the end of the year and they go right into the studio, you know.
Yeah. Well,
that's all the albums come out at one time.
But, yeah, of course. But, always want to get there ahead of festival season, of course. So, folks should check out BlueHighwayBand.com to see when that album might be coming out. And, of course, while you're online, go to TimStaffordGuitar.com. And, Tim, I was trying to remember back. what got you started playing music?
Well, there was really nobody in my family that played. My sisters played piano.
Yeah.
And I'd always loved music and sang in church. And then when I was, I guess, 14, I was going into high school. And I saw a couple of guys playing mandolin guitar, first day of class. And I couldn't believe it. I remember I had to ask the guy what the mandolin was. I didn't know what the instrument was. He said, it's a mandolin. He said, the best mandolin player in the world, his mom lives right down there. And he pointed to a house below the high school, and it was Doyle Lawson's mother's house. And so I didn't realize I lived right in the middle of this hotbed of bluegrass activity. I didn't know what bluegrass was, but by the end of the day, they talked me into taking up the banjo. And so I did. That's how I got started then.
Yeah, and then, go ahead.
A few years later, I was playing banjo with some of the same guys, and we got a better banjo player. And so I had to either quit or learn guitar, so that's when I started playing guitar.
Well, it's just like Del McCurry, when he joined Bill Monroe's band. He was the banjo player, because Jack Cook was there as well, and eventually switched over before he left to guitar. But
yeah, Bill Keith came in, and they said, well, he's going to be the banjo.
Yeah, hard to argue with that. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah. And of course, you've got your own career when you're not out there at Blue Highway. I talked about, we played something just a moment ago from acoustic guitar, but your latest release you put out with Bobby Starnes, What We Leave Behind, a songwriter's collection. And of course, you got a book out there as well on the great Tony Rice. So,
yeah, I mean, all of us in the band have put out solo records with the exception of Jason, I think. And, of course, Gary hasn't put anything out yet, but Sean's had several, and Wayne's had one. And, we all have done other stuff on the side. You know, when Rob was in the band, he did tons of extra things on the side. And I'd always wanted to do something about Tony Rice, an article or a book. And I had the idea for the book, and I went to him, and he said, yeah, I'd love for you to do it. So I started it, and about 5 years into it, I sort of got bogged down because I had other things going on. And we got Caroline Wright, who's a fine writer from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And she had written an article on Tony for a magazine, and we got her in as a co-writer, and it took 5 more years. So it took 10 years altogether to finish that book, but it was a labor of love, and we're real proud of how it turned out.
And I reckon you're going to have the book and, of course, all your own solo CDs with you this Sunday for the Blue Highway concert over there at Frost Spring?
Absolutely. Don't leave the house without them, I guess.
No, better not. Always keep in the back of your trunk or the back of the tour bus. So. Well, those folks, just tune in. We do have Tim Stafford with us this afternoon for a short little while, and he's getting ready to join the rest of Blue Highway and come up to Charlottesville for a concert this Sunday evening over at Fry Spring Beach Club, brought to us by our friends at the Front Porch. It's part of a Soul Supper series. They're going to have dinner at 5, and then they're going to have the concert at 7 o'clock. And you can find out more about that by visiting frontporchseville.org. And, of course, you don't want to miss bluehighwayband.com while you're online. And, of course, timstaffordguitar.com. Find out all about Tim that you haven't heard about in the last couple of minutes, or that you don't already know about. Well, Tim, anything else you want to share with us before I let you get back to probably practicing the guitar or getting ready for the big tour?
No, man, thanks so much for having me. We're looking forward to coming out there this week. This should be fun. We haven't played in Charlottesville in a while, so
yeah,
we all look forward to it. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and I think we're going to close out with Wilkes County Clay, if that's all right, from Blue Highway's last album.
Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye now.